gals from Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning. Hi, I'm Carrie.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Carson.
Welcome to our podcast.
You will be listening to some of our best moments of helping people to live their best lives, and all while, get this, working with horses.
We will be your hosts and have tons of guests along the way. Subscribe today and happy listening.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's podcast. A little bit about what's going to happen here today is we have Sid Chadwick, who is Carrie's hubby, and he's going to be talking a little bit about what his journey has been like working with Carrie and getting this business running, and really how he's been a huge support, especially through her trying times, which you guys will hear about next week as well. So stay tuned, listen in, and Sid will keep you a little entertained as well.
What has your perspective on Carrie's struggles been like?
I've been behind her 100% from the very beginning. From the very first time she started talking about horses, I'm a city boy, never had anything to do with acreages or horses or any great number of animals, but she got into it. I was behind her 100%, and it has progressed to where it is today, and I'm more than proud of her.
What was that first interest like with your relationship and her with horses? Like, when did you see it? Could you kind of take me to there a little bit?
Well, we started out, we were going to build a house in Strathmore, in the city, and the price of the lot went up by $20,000. And I said, I didn't want to spend that much money on a city lot. I was building a house for people who had a 3-acre parcel where we are now. And I happened to come out with the owner of the property, and we made a deal on buying it. And I found out that Carrie had been sitting on a rock by the pond praying to live here for the last 2 years. And so I broached the subject to her, we bought it. And at the time she had two horses, cause she'd always loved horses, and we had them boarded up the road from where we are now. And I decided in terms of saving money, I would bring the horses to our property and make it a lot easier and save some money. Other than the fact we had to spend $4,000 on fencing to keep the horses in. And then it progressed from there to where we are today.
Yeah. And at that point, it wasn't EAL, or did EAL was already going at that point?
No, it wasn't. Actually, we just had the two horses that Carrie owned, and we had boarded, brought them back here. She didn't get an EAL for about 2 years after we moved out here. And it happened through her work at the Strathmore Ag Society. She got somehow or other found out about the program in Saskatchewan and went out and took the course and became an instructor or a facilitator. And then just somehow or other worked out with Sigziga, the nation. They were looking for something like this, and she actually got a contract right away, which, of course, everything snowballed from there. And we ended up having to go out to different areas because we didn't have an arena here. And so we had to transport our horses because we had 5 horses by that time with her program. Had to transport the horses and rent places to go to take so Carrie could have the program because we had more room. And we decided we would try and rent an arena in the wintertime and for the horses, and everybody could be warm. And everybody wanted $3,000 a month. So I looked at the situation and I said, we have 3 acres here. Why don't I build an arena here? And I've been paying the price ever since.
And yeah, like your support has been on the construction of...
Completely. Yeah. Yep, I do the fencing, I do the rails, I do clean up the manure, I move the bales in for the horses, and Carrie and I work together on that, and we work together on keeping the yard clean. It's a teamwork thing, but it's a passion for her, and I've been behind her 100% from day one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me a bit about that passion a bit more. Like, what have you seen that made you know that this had to happen?
It was a progression. She loved horses. She always had from day one. Even when we met, her prior history to that had been a love of horses. And she just, when we got the two horses here on the property, she realized how much she did love them. She got into the equine business, and it just snowballed from there, and it's a passion. It's her life. She lives for it. She loves her horses. She loves what the horses do for clients when they come out and they take the programs, the change in people's attitudes and the change in Carrie. when she comes home from a course or a program at the end of the day, that's all she talks about. It's just, it's her life now. Number one, that's it. It's all horses.
Yeah.
And then I come in fourth.
And what was it like to walk with Carrie through tough times?
Just giving her support. Again, she's got a very strong personality. She believes in God, and God will make everything right. And all I had to do was basically stand behind her and back her up. And she just, she found her way through everything. It didn't matter what it was, from her, the horses passing away or her mother passing away. Yeah, it was a struggle. She still thinks about it today, but she has a faith and she has the discipline to carry on. And she just keeps on trucking. That's all you can say, basically.
What has her going for her dreams enabled you to do? Because it's really involved you.
It has. Like I said earlier, I'm a city boy. I had no idea I had any interest in this kind of a lifestyle. But following her, helping her carry right through from start to finish has been gratifying to me. I enjoy seeing her succeed. I've enjoyed seeing our girls succeed. And everybody's happy. And that's number one in life, is to make sure that everybody's happy. And she's a very happy person right now. So that makes me happy.
That's awesome. And this you've kind of alluded to, but why have you supported her?
Because I love her. And she's happy. And like I said, if she's happy, I'm happy. You know the old saying, if mama's happy, everybody's happy. And that's where we're at.
Yeah, happy wife, happy life.
Exactly.
What, and you can take this how you will, and you kind of talked about it, but what changes have you seen in her life?
In her life, she's very, very, very confident. She doesn't, she shoots from the hip. She's not afraid to say what she thinks. And she's just, again, it comes down to happiness and loving what she's doing. And what's the rule of thumb? 20% of people love what they do for a living. And she loves hers 150%. And she's just, because of it, happy. Anybody that knows Carrie knows she's a very bubbly person. And it's because she loves what she's doing.
And was that always the case?
She's always been that way, yes. But more so now because of her profession. It's just, it's a culmination of everything working up to it from wherever she started till we met and progressed up to where she is now. And this is the ultimate for her. She's happy. That's where she wants to quit. Just keep on doing this and that. Really no other desire to do anything else. So that's life to her now. And me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that comes around to what changes have you seen in your life through this?
I'm comfortable. I'm happy. Again, it's because she's happy. We're happy. We've got a great lifestyle. We've got a great place where we live. We have no struggles. Our kids are healthy. Our horses are happy. Our dogs are happy. We've got happy cats. And life is good.
And how have you seen this impact students?
Oh, I don't get involved in that so much, but from what I've seen and what I've heard is it's a life change. When people come and take the program with Carrie and they take the 5-day course, by Wednesday, they have a whole different outlook on life. Horses are very, very, very understanding and very calming. And I think that's the big thing. Anybody that spends 3 or 4 days with a horse taking Carrie's program ends up a changed person when they walk out of here. That's the biggest thing that it happens to everybody. And there's usually tears by Wednesday or Thursday because it's a release for them. And that's what horses do. They're a release for people. They just take everything from you and you can release. And it's amazing. Hell of a trade.
And you, like you said, city boy, how does that feel to see that impact?
Well, it's gratifying because, you know, life is hard. It's very stressful. And to see people walk away from Carrie's program feeling 100% rejuvenated and free, it makes everybody happy. And I enjoy seeing that because Carrie gets gratification from it as well, as does Carolyn. And if they see that, then I'm happy as well for that. It is a hell of a thing.
Definitely. Yeah. That, anything else that kind of, that you thought you might be sharing this morning?
No, that she's a pain in the ass. Nope.
We're good.
All right.
Thanks, Jen. That was good.
Thanks so much for tuning in today with us gals from Equine Connection on today's episode of Changing Lives with a Horse, of course. Next week, we're going to have tons more information, and please join us then for more chatting on how these phenomenal creatures are really the best teachers around. We'll talk to y'all then.